Video permission. Maybe the lecture should be next week. Let's speak about dreams. And next week, parasha, the Torah tells us, "Ki yakum mekirbecha navi o cholem chalom." A prophet is going to come to you, or a dreamer. Natan lecha otem mufet, is going to give you a sign. Elcha na'avda Elohim acherim, let go and worship avodah zarah. Lo tishma el navi ahu, ala cholem acholom ahu. The Torah tells us, don't listen to him. Simple explanation of the sentence is, a dreamer came over to you, and told you, I've had a dream, and he says, I need a dream. And I'm going to prove it to you that I'm right. Whatever I saw in the dream, it's going to happen. It's going to become true. And this is a sign that I want you to do Avodah Zarah. So I said, don't listen to it. Even though, of course, the sign came true, it can do really major things. Don't listen to it. But Naviyahu, Cholema, Chalomahu, the Torah says, this is the prophet and this, the dreamer. If I told you this, you must, you kill him. Kimi nasei Hashem Elokechem, etchem nadata Hashem Abim et Hashem Elokechem. This is the test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dreamer that came and the prophet that came and told you that thing, even though the things became true, also Mofet, the Gemara said, he can do a major thing. So Chachamim say he has the power to stop the sun, to stop the moon. It's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Torah says. And then you take the gun, you kill it. Be'er Sarah, the Torah says, he said the wrong thing, of course he said the wrong thing. That's the Torah says, Ki menaseh Hashem lokechem etzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us to see if we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore he sent this guy, and this guy had a dream. Or this guy had a, I don't know if he had a prophecy. Chachamim said, no, he had no prophecy right now, he just had power. He was the prophet, he was a real prophet once, the Gemara says. So this one is testing us, and this guy was a messenger. And then, he killed the guy. So the guy was like a messenger to test us. To see if we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu or we don't. So really he doesn't deserve death, of course. He told us to do what does wrong, but again, the Torah of the who is testing us. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent this guy to test us. It's not his fault, if it's not his fault, so what do you want from him? Why are you killing him? If a person wants to test me, let him test me, like, you know, a regular test. But he's telling somebody, he says, that's going to be the guy that's going to test you. So he was chosen to test me, and now people are saying, we have to kill him. So Shanim asked, it's all about him. As the Rav said, it's not just a prophet, again, it's a cholem, a chalom, it's a dreamer. A dreamer comes. I said, I had a dream at night, and that's what's going to happen, and really, it's going to happen. He had a dream, but the whole thing is false. It's a false dream. It's a false dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this false dream. But the question is, what does it mean exactly, false dream, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a guy that put a dream in his head at night, and then in the morning he comes and he says, I had a dream, and says, the whole thing is false. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a false thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the whole thing, so it's not his fault. I mean, the guy had a dream to do it, of course, it's a real dream. Our dreams are important. A few hundred years ago, one of the Shanim, before he used to go to sleep, he used to have some questions ready. And he used to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu questions. And in his dreams he used to get the answer. He wrote a book, it's called Shelot Utshevot Min HaShamayim, Questions and Answers from Shamayim. One of the questions that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, in Sefer Nehemiah book, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu which halakha is right to put Rashi or to put Rabbi Yotam. Who was right in the tefillin? It's amazing the answer. He writes, Hashem answered him, that really Rabbi Yotam is right. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Nitzchuni Banai, Bedin Shel Mata, Al Shulchan Aruch, and the Chachamim, he was before the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachamim warned me. And they decided to put Rashi. But he got such an answer. But the answer is it's more important to do something we don't do. Something contradicts our laws. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu explained himself in a dream. He told him, well, Chachamim decided this way, so I agree with the Chachamim. What is the Gemara says, the Bashamayim? See, he asked the question, he wanted to know certain things. Ari says that if a person has a question that he cannot make a decision. For shiduch, for business, any question, a legitimate question, before you go to sleep, you do certain things and you ask certain things and in the dream you're going to get an answer. You got an answer. A true answer called Sheilat Chalom, Chachamim is to it constantly. They wanted to know, they wanted to make a move, they wanted to move to another country, they wanted to change certain things. This is a Sheilat Chalom. You see, it's something very, very important that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to me in the dream? If it's so great and good, let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pray, and I'll get an answer. I don't need an answer in my dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the answer when I'm alive, when I'm awake. This is the Sheilat Chalom, there's not a thing Sheilat Chai. You can ask, but you don't know, you don't get an answer. In the dream you get an answer, and the answer is sufficient, and you can rely on the answer. Not just, you know, hesitation, a doubt, you can rely on an answer that you get in the dream. In the Torah, and this is really the roots of the dream, the the concept of a dream we find by Yaakov Avinu. This is the dream that Yaakov Avinu had when he left his father's house. The dream was very, very powerful. The Midrash says when he came to Laban, Laban knew with his magic that Yaakov had a very important dream. What's so important about it? Some kind of future of Am Yisrael maybe. Tamar was very scared of this dream that Yaakov had. You know, Yaakov had a very good dream. The question is again, what is this power of the dream? And of course, you remember Yosef also had dreams, told his brothers about the dreams. Yaakov was watching the dream of Yosef to see when the dream is going to become true. Only in a dream, not in a dream. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you can tell it to me anyway. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed certain things by dreams only. Only by dreams. The Gemara Masechet Megillah tells us that Chatach is Daniel. The Gemara says they killed Daniel. The Haman killed Daniel. Says the Gemara, because Daniel gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar. Again, Rabbi tells us that Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shemo had a dream and he was shaken up in the morning. He got up and he told Daniel was the servant at the time, he told Daniel the dream, and Daniel said the dream is true. V'chatatcha b'tzaka prok, he told him, I have for you a solution. You give tzaka, you give charity, let's just forget about the dream. The dream was that he's going to be thrown out of his kingdom and he's going to become like an animal. And he listened to the advice of Daniel, says the Gemara, and he gave charity and nothing happened. When he saw it, everything is okay, then he stopped giving tzedakah. Immediately after, he became like an animal. For 7 years he was walking on the street, hands and feet, looked like a dog, and used to eat from the floor, and after 7 years he came back. And then they made his son a king, and then he punished his son. Why did you take my kingdom? And Gemara said that Daniel gave him an advice. Should not have given him advice. He's a bad person. He should have become right away an enemy. So the Gemara was telling that. That's why Daniel was punished. He was killed by Haman, because he gave this kind of advice to cancel the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar. Again, the question is, it's a dream, but in the dream you do not see the solution. If the dream would end up with a solution, then you can tell me you fulfill up the dream. Since I had a dream that something would happen to me, but at the end of the dream should be a happy end. That I get to the car, I did something, and the dream is cancelled. No, the dream ends with a very bad scene. And that's what Daniel told the Nebuchadnezzar, don't worry about the dream. Don't worry about it. A dream is a prophet. There's a power. Zaka made it. Zaka tatsin mimavet. So Zaka, of course, can save you from a bad dream. Maybe that's what it means. But it's much deeper than that. Our question is, the dream by themselves. The whole perek in Gemara Masechet Brachot about dreams, that the whole perek contradicts itself back and forth. But it means like these, some opinions in the Gemara is, be careful of the dream. And some opinions in the Gemara is, if you go to sleep for 7 days and you don't have a dream in 7 days, something is wrong with you. You must dream. If you don't dream, something is wrong with you. Be careful, the Gemara says. Or down there in the Gemara says, other Chachamim says, forget about it. Just ignore everything. Just ignore everything. The Chachamim come and say, don't ignore, be careful. You get up in the morning, you get a bad dream, you better do ta'anit, you better stop eating. Says the Gemara, afilu Shabbat. Even Shabbat is a mitzvah to eat, says the Gemara, but ta'anit chalom, permitted on Shabbat. A regular ta'anit, you should not do on Shabbat. But if you woke up Friday morning and you had a bad dream, the Gemara said, do ta'anit. Well, says, well, you cannot do ta'anit on Shabbat, you cannot fast on Shabbat, you must, okay, make up ta'anit, ta'anit, and then you do another ta'anit on the next week, that you did ta'anit on Shabbat. You had to do it on Shabbat. Because you have a dream, but you should not have a ta'anit, but you had a ta'anit. So think, well, okay, so now you need a forgiveness for the ta'anit you did on Shabbat. But the Gemara says that you cannot wait. The Gemara says if Chas V'Shalom, somebody has a bad dream, he cannot wait for another day to do it. So you must do it on the day that you woke up in a bad dream, immediately you have to fast.
Doesn't it also depend when the dream is?
But the Gemara says that the dream that you have in the morning, towards morning, is more accurate. But the Gemara doesn't say that the dream that the person has during the night, he doesn't have to fast.
So he fasts again the second Shabbat?
No, he has to fast during the week one day.
Another day. Shabbat, and then another day to make up for the Shabbat.
Make up for Shabbat. To make his kapara, forgiveness of Shabbat. But the Gemara said he cannot have a ta'anit on Sunday for a dream yet on Shabbat. Right. It's so powerful and so scary that you must right away to untie it or do something to cancel it.
But it doesn't depend on how you interpret it because of the color of people's
right. No, that's the next contradiction. But the first comes, those that mean the Gemara, and the Gemara has nothing to do with how you interpret it. Just the person woke up and had a bad dream, the Gemara said, if you had a bad dream, you better have a ta'anit, you better do a fast day right away, the day you got up from the dream. It can be Shabbat, can be any Yom Tov, anything. Just do a ta'anit. Darling, the Gemara says, Kol ha'chalomot hulchim acharei hapeh. Another contradiction. The Gemara tells a story about Chachamim. He used to have the same dream, exactly the same dream. He used to go to the interpreter, and it depends on the interpreter what the interpreter said. So one Chacham, the interpreter interpreted the dream in a good way, the other one in a bad day, in a bad way. So the Gemara says, Abai and Rava, the two Amoraim, used to go to the guy, had exactly the same dream. One guy, he said this, the other guy said this, both came true. This is the Gemara, Pitron Chalomot Olech Acharei HaPeh, it goes after the interpreter. Whatever the interpreter says, what kind of thing is the interpreter would say something is going to happen, if the interpreter would change his mind, it's going to be something else, how can it be? Yes, this is the Gemara, yes, the same interpreter interprets the same dream for two people. To one he interprets good, the Gemara says one of them gave the money, for one of them was nicer to him, so he interpreted this way, but another, how can it be? Is it true or is it not true? If it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing to do with the interpreter. If Hashem wants to give me the dream, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who cares what interpreter will say? If I understand, I understand. If I don't understand, it doesn't matter who is the interpreter. Or will say the same interpretation. Because if the interpretation is not the same, it means the dream is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara, no. Chalamot Olchim Achrei HaPeh. The interpreter is going to tell you what it means. He's going to tell me what the dream was, the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can change it, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, and the Zohar says as well, the person has to be careful who is going to tell his dream. Zohar said, Yosef made the biggest mistake, he told his brothers the dream. Zohar said, you have to find a friend of yours that you're going to tell him the dream. It means the dream is true, but if it's not somebody that loves you so much, you can interpret it, you can delay the dream to become true, and you can interpret the dream to the wrong way, and the dream is going to be cancelled. So how could he cancel my dream if my dream is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could he delay my dream if the dreams are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means I have to have it because the people gave it to me. Otherwise, I'm going to have a dream. I think it comes to Gemara with so many statements that you can change the dream, that you can, that the guy can interpret the dream to the other thing, and the Gemara says, well, it is. And Chazon and Chachamim said, just forget about it. Forget about the dream. Forget about it. There's a famous story about Chatam Sofer. The guy in the Knesset in Chatam Sofer used to come every morning to Chatam Sofer. The Gemara said, this thing is called Hatavat Chalom. These few sentences, again, it's the Gemara, and you can find it in certain Sidurim, it's called Atavat Chalon, if somebody had a bad dream, he takes three people, and it's a text that you eat, keeps to keep, and you say certain things, and those sentences, it's called Atavat Chalon, to make the dream better. The Gemara says, do it, do Atavat Chalon. The Gemara says if somebody has a bad dream, do not ignore it. Ignore it. You can fast, you can do Tanit, okay? And the Gemara says, no, don't Tanit, do not have a chalom, take this, you do, take three people, and the text, they read. I don't know what kind of, again, what does it mean? What does it do? I don't understand, what does it do? I mean, only have a chalom. Dream is, if I may say, is like a small prophecy. Small prophecy, because somebody wants to send you a message. You get up in the morning, he says, okay, three people come to the Knesset. He says, I want you to do a Shabbat Chalom. He says, what is this? It is a text that the dream doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about the dream. The dream is going to turn into good. So, is it true or is it not true? If it's not true, just ignore it. So the Gemara says, ignore the whole thing. Ignore. So the Gemara says, the whole page of the Gemara full with stories about dreamers, what happened in the dream. And the Torah tells them, if a dream would be a nothing, then Yaakov's dream would be a nothing. Yosef's dream would be a nothing. Every dream would be a nothing. The Gemara tells us, yes, the dreams are 100% and based on the Tanakh, says the Tanakh, the dream is true, it's not Tavak Halom. What is Tavak Halom? He gives a text, he says, okay, this is Yipsukim, Afasar Yipsukim, Maholi, the Gemara says Yipsukim, and it sounds like Abba Kadabra. It's a magic.
In a place where there are three people.
Right, maybe there are three people, so maybe it's Tani, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say. Rana said, maybe you should not live in a place there's not three people in the
room.
It's traveling on the road, yeah. You're right, I don't know, maybe Daniel, I don't know. It is so many opinions in the Gemara, it's good to read it. If you have Gemara, it's good, it's very karoe. It's four, five, 3 pages maybe, contradicts one person to the next. And again, it's against the Torah. The Torah talks about dreams. Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avimelech in a dream. Gave him a message. The Torah says, ignore it. Divrei chalomot lo ma'alim lo moridim. The Torah says, just ignore the whole thing. Live, left. And I said before, in the Chatan, in the Betaknesset of Chatan Sofer, a person needs to come every morning to Chatan Sofer, after Shacharit, that you find it in the Siddur, the text, אני אתן לי לסידור הטבת חלום, אם אתה חתם סופר, I have bad dreams, I have bad dreams. הטבת חלום, every morning אתה מספר. One morning,
can you give an answer?
Not to have a
dead
dream.
That's
the question. What is a dream?
It's better if you take smoke before you go to sleep at night.
That doesn't prevent from having bad dreams. That prevents from others. We'll get to it in a minute. So one morning, the man came to the Knesset. He says, "Come, I tell you what you dream." Come. Chatam Sofer told him the dream he had. He says, "Really, how do you know?" I gave my dream, I said, I'll tell you what, I had the same dream at night, in the middle of the dream, I told the Malach, leave me alone, there's a Meshuggah in the room of the house, in the city, that every morning he makes a Tavat Chalom, go drain my cup, go tell him that story, I don't buy that nonsense from you. And the guy said, true, that's a dream I had. So he didn't believe in it. They used to get up in the morning, wash the hands and write. Divrei Torah that they had in a dream. But not small things. Big things. Chidushim, it's unbelievable Divrei Torah that the guy said, I couldn't believe it. But in my dream. In my dream. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to other faith. I would say the guy is 100% proof. Some of the Gaon Vilna, before, after. This guy that is mentioned before, that wrote a book, Shalot HaTshuvot Min HaShamayim, questions and answers from Shamayim. The guy finished the book. He says, what do you mean? It's a faith. You know, Tavat Chalom, it means nothing. Rabbi Yohanan says it's nothing. Just ignore the offer. What's really the secret of this business? Of dreams. What's the secret? So the Gemara calls the person who has no dreams a wicked person. Nikara. One said he's called a wicked person. He has 7 days, the person has no dreams. The Gemara said, no, but he has. Well, he has, man, he doesn't remember in the morning. The person should have, doesn't think he didn't have dreams. The Gemara said, you must have dreams, you must have dreams. If you don't have dreams, something is wrong with you. Might be that you don't forget, you don't remember in the morning the dreams. Might be, the Gemara said. But you must, so why I say a dream? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? So really, it starts from the Gemara. The Gemara says that really, it means Chalom Echad Mishishim Benevuah. Chalom is 1/60th of a prophecy. It means you cannot just ignore it. Rather in Chalom Dvarim Betelim, says every dream must have something that is really not 100%, maybe, but it's a 1/60th of a prophecy. It's a very important thing. So this is this. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu made us in a way that we have to sleep. How much sleep we don't know. So Rambam writes this, you must sleep 8 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, you have to sleep, you have to go to sleep, if you don't have to sleep so much, you have to sleep more. It's a nature. Some people can survive with 3 hours a night, some people can survive less, some people can survive one night without going to sleep at all. I says, why you don't Kadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing? We really do not need to go to sleep. It's a shame. It's a shame to waste our life. At the end of our life, you ask, how old are you? He said, 19. No, you're not. You're really only 40. 50 years you slept. 50 years a person slept in his bed. He slept in his bed. And if you make a calculation, the Gemara makes this calculation, it's not even 40 years, it's nothing. And, you know, until a certain age, just, you know, playing, it's nothing. You learn, you don't do anything with your life. And the Gemara says, you waste this time during the day. This time during the day, it's really half of the life gone for nothing. He says, why is that Kadosh Baruch Hu to do it? You don't have to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made us with a battery that we don't have to go to sleep. Don't have to go to sleep. As many years as Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, Where's the basic? Why do you have to have a bedroom? Why do you have to have a bed? You don't need it. Akadosh Baruch Hu could have made us with energy that you walk and you do and things the way Akadosh Baruch Hu wants to take you to Gan Eden. You don't have to go to sleep. You don't have to. The Gemara says that how bad is the sleep? It's 1/60th of death. It's our minhag to wash hands when we get up from bed. But as part of that reason, the tumah, the impurity that stays on our nails, but it starts from that concept that the Gemara, that you go to sleep, is 1/60th of death. If you want to feel what death is all about, it is multiplied sleeping by 60 times. It's, of course, it shouldn't be like this.
So you multiply that for 60 times and you get this, it's the same cheshbon.
This is the cheshbon.
For the Zohar and for Misa.
So, what does it mean here?
Yeah.
So of course, if that's the case, we should not go to sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to die and we die. I said, if it's so bad, sleeping is so bad, the Rebbe Gemara describes it, it's 1/60th of death. Of course we should carry us without going to sleep. What's the purpose? I mean, besides the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? We didn't need to sleep. But certainly, after such a statement from the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have done to us such a thing. Since it's that, you go to sleep at night, it means you die. Okay, then you die completely. That's really what one of the reasons that we say, Lokai Nishama Shetatabi, Marzion Nishamot Yifjarim Metim. And we say this bracha in the morning, according to some chachamim, the purpose of this bracha is because we consider alive again. Because you died. You didn't die completely, but you died 1/60th. That's what it is. So he says, that's not really what it means. That's the whole secret. And then based on Rav Chaim Vital, and he spoke Shari Gdusha, and Ari and the rest, based on the Rishonim, that when you read the Torah, that's what the Rambam's Shita is, and read the Torah, Hashem spoke to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, spoke to David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, to all the Nevi'im, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. It's not that Hashem spoke to them. They had to call to die in order to get the prophecy. So Chaim Vital writes that in Aviv he was meditating in his trying to get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would fall on the floor like dead. He's shivering and he is just like a dead person, like he's fainting, like he's having an attack. When he's lying on the floor, that is like he looks like a dead person, all of a sudden he starts saying things. He doesn't know what he's saying. His student is standing next to him, and he writes what his rabbi is saying, and then he gets up, he says, yes, yes, yes. Okay, that's what you said. So that's the text. I don't know who did it by Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the Rambam writes it's the same exact scenery by Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That the prophecy came while Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was so-called half-dead, sleeping, but not just awake. Only person the Rambam says he was awake and has the prophet is Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody else. All the rest, and there's a time it's already in this book as well, all the rest so-called like dead. The reason says Ari, is because our body cannot take the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes and gives us this prophecy, as well, sometimes, a person is not in a stage to get it. Not because he cannot take so much light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get the prophecy. Also, he is not in a stage, his body is not in a stage. His body is in a very low level of physical body, and he cannot get a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By dying, says Dari, when a person so-called dies, it means his body loses the functioning of the body, it means now the body is not in power. When the body is not in power, it means now your soul and your spirituality power is higher. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can connect to you, or the body will not get hurt with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance. As the Torah says, Ki lo irani adam v'chai. So the person cannot take the light and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore you cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you die.
Isn't that the same as
the Sarah
at the
growth? Over there they died because they heard, because they didn't, not because they saw. So now Hashem going guilty call. Over there they didn't see. Just they got so scared. Yaram vayanu vayadu merachok. Over there they got scared. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lina Dvarecha, he wants to see even the behavior, the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ki lo yirani adam v'chai, you'll die. Gemara says, this is why Menashe was able to kill Yeshayahu Navi. Yeshayahu Navi was Menashe's grandfather, and Menashe became a king after his father Chizkiyahu died fairly young. Menashe took the kingdom. And he went and he told Yeshayahu, his grandfather, and you said, Bishnat Mot HaMelech Oziyahu V'Arei Et Hashem Yosef al Tarfisei, it says, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on a chair. It says, you said you saw Hashem sitting on a chair, started to chase him on the street with a sword. Himself, Menashe himself, started to chase him. The Gemara says, Yeshayahu was one of our biggest Nevi'im, went inside a trunk of a tree. And Menashe saw, and Menashe lost him. But he was going with a tzitzit outside his clothing, and the tzitzit stuck out of the trunk of the tree. So the Gemara, Menashe took a sword, the sword that he had in his hand, started it to cut the tree to pieces. There was no Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu was inside the trunk of a tree, and now he's dead. So the Gemara, what kind of a power is that Menashe had to kill his grandfather, Yeshayahu, and he wasn't punished for that. He says, because even though it says in the Navi, this kind of prophecy, but in a way, Menashe was right. He says, what do you mean you saw Hashem? You can't see Hashem. And the reason the Gemara said, that's what the Torah says, that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so big that you won't be able to see. If you say, I saw Hashem, you're a liar. Because if you would have seen Hashem, you would have died. Therefore, says Ari, that's what the Rabbi Chaim et al. says.
A liar is not Chaim.
Huh?
A liar is not
Chaim. No. I don't know why Menashe had the power to do it. But he said he wasn't punished for that because the concept that he said it was right. But maybe in Navi it says something, maybe in... Navi says that this is really the secret. That Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and all the prophets could not be alive while having the prophecy, because you would die. So that message that you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course it's not like seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you cannot take it. You cannot take it. Even though the Avraham Yitzchak writes the preparation that the prophet had to do in order to get his prophecy, was endless preparation. With Kavanot, he had to do Kavanot, think about the entrance in Shamayim, to open the Shamayim for him, and to go to certain hallways, certain rooms, and another room, and another room. Ari has a list of names of angels that guarding and watching so-called the rooms upstairs in the palace where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's not just, you know, angels in Shamayim. The angels are likely guarding that no one should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Ari had to know the names of all the angels, and he had to know the Kavanot, so-called to speak to the angel to let him in. And Zahir, the Hamitar, the right, and the hint how many rooms he had to do. It wasn't just sitting in a chair and the prophecy came to him. He had to prepare himself and think. And he says, then he entered the room. So when he entered the room, he fell on the floor. He says, even you cannot be alive while you're getting such a message, even not by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is so great and high. And it's called too much light for you to be able to get in your system.
I'm a little confused, if I may. Last time about
Sokhman Shedim also said you're confused.
Has no goof and no dmut. And you're talking about us
Moshe Rabbeinu, I didn't say that. I said the Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Di eni na et rachecha." It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see it more. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a knot of tefillin on his head. So called, is the tefillin in Shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it? Of course not. But this is a very sensitive and long subject, what it means. The way you read the Torah, Parashat Ki Tisa, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show him his method, Odieni Adrachecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Kilo Irani Adam Vachan. You cannot even see my method. Not my face, of course. Again, Yeshayahu describes, and Yechezkel both. Yeshayahu more describes, he saw Hashem sitting on a chair. Of course, doesn't mean it's Mutz, of course, Hashem is not Mutz. So what did you see? Again, the Aril says he saw what we call the Sfirot, the method that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. What it means, he saw a light. He saw some kind of form of smoke, if we may say. Like Am Yisrael saw on Har Sinai. It means he saw a vision. Like you see a picture, and in the picture you don't see anything. He said, well, you don't see it. You have to be an artist. Don't you see? He said, I don't see nothing. I said, the artist is called so much money, I don't see nothing. He says, okay, let me explain to you what it means. This is kind of a prophecy Yeshayahu saw, and this is what Yechezkel saw, and from that prophecy, what you see, the thing you can imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu's method, the way he is running the world. That's it. But not, of course, not good, not good. The Rabbi writes, if you imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu as an entity, that's film. You're right. I don't know why you're confused. It's very simple.
Well, because the way you speak, you are putting too much what we call in Hebrew anasha, is an aleph.
But it says in the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is.
It's also the Jewish people look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a form like an almighty king sitting somewhere in heaven.
That's true.
And watching each one of us what we are doing.
Right.
But in the term of human being, understanding what body might look like or what that is going to do. So there is an asha in one way.
Right.
On the other way, there is only a fog or smoke or
water. Right. Mass of energy. This is. The God Mikulna writes that he knows that the Ari knew what it means, Hashem. It's not the way we speak. It's much deeper than that. But he said he didn't know if Rabbi Chaim Vital, Ari student, understood until he read the Kedvei Ari one time and he saw in him that he knows what really Hashem means. Again, Ramchal writes, you will never understand what it is Hashem. Our brain is not meant to understand it. Ramchal writes, when Mashiach will come and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called will appear, it will be the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over. Still, the Ramchal writes, our brain is not made to understand what it means Hashem. On the lower level, you can talk like this, you can say that this is Sifrei Kabbalah, this is here the Batei Knesset, they learn Kabbalah, it's just saying it. But to know exactly what Hashem is, what it is, the government said he knows, again he knows, and Zohar said nobody can know. So of course he said, no, according to your level you should know what it is. And the government said, again, he knows that he knew also. But again, what did he know? Again, it's on the level of a person to understand. Whatever we can imagine, it's like you said, it's just a mass of energy, like fire, like smoke, upstairs, that's it. There's nothing else.
What does Yechezkel describe when he describes all those heavens?
Right. This is those are the angels upstairs, the ones that are responsible for certain things. But in a sense, Yechezkel does not say that he saw actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way Yeshayahu describes. And he saw something like a person, Ken, it's a dmut, a kerach, like snow, like ice. But Yeshayahu was more specific. Moshe was the only one that was, again, Moshe did not see Hashem in this name. He saw an angel inside. He didn't see Hashem. So he heard Hashem speaking to him from the snake. He did not see Hashem. He's nothing to see. You cannot see Hashem.
So how come it says in the Torah that Moshe upon him a davar?
I think that the bell bowl, it means Hashem speaks to him and hears the voice. It's like a person speaks to a person. It means person to person. And it's not below Bechidot. It's not like all the other prophets, like Aaron and Miriam, the rest. They just saw some scenery. Some scenery. That means sometimes they didn't hear anything. Sometimes not he heard. Most of the time he saw like a vision, like a dream. And he translated the dream. Sometimes he said he mumbled certain things. And then, as I said, Rav Chaim Zattel, he wrote, the student wrote, and then he tried to interpret it and to explain what he meant. So that he said that's really what the secret of the sleeping. Sleeping was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu in order for us, if we may say, to undress our neshama from our body. It is a present. It depends what you get up in the morning. I mean, if you went to sleep the whole night and you get up in the morning with nothing, it means you wasted your life, right? Wait. Half of the life you was wasted in bed, you went to sleep, you had a good night's sleep. But you wasted your life. The purpose of sleeping is you should consider that 1/60th of the body is going to lose the power of the body. And then it means the body's power energy is getting lower and lower, and the same amount the body is getting lower, your neshama gets stronger, and you can have 1/60th of a prophecy by a dream.
So to have a full prophecy, you have to die completely.
Right. Completely.
Otherwise you only get the amount that
you cannot have. So he said, this is where Hashem made us this concept of going to sleep. It's not to rest. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made us, we don't have to rest. It says, sleeping was made by Kodesh Baruch Hu in order for us to dream. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. If somebody doesn't have a dream for 7 days, it means you're a bad person. So what do you mean I'm a bad person? Because I don't have a dream, so I'm a bad person? He says, yeah. He says, because night, sleeping was made for you to go to sleep in order for you to have a dream. And then the Gemara says, the statement of the Dream is a person must go to sleep. If a person tells you that 3 days he didn't go to sleep, don't believe him. Somebody makes an edda, I don't sleep for 3 days. The Gemara says, no, impossible. You have to go to sleep. Now we don't talk about certain people can do it, maybe. But usually a person must go to sleep after 3 days. Why? It's because sleeping again was something good for us, not bad for us, in order for us to achieve certain things via sleeping. That's the dream. That's what the Gemara says. A dream is 1/60th of prophecy, and you cannot get it unless your body loses his physical needs and physical ideas. I mean, that's all the prophets got the prophecy. True, if I may say, losing the power of the body, and this is really what dream is all about. But the Gemara said, as Zahri said, the Gemara said, it has to do with the person also. I said, it depends how you go to sleep. You cannot have a good dream, Zahri says, unless you went to sleep happy. If you went to sleep upset, ignore the dream. Ignore it. I said, I don't know. Okay, you don't know. We'll talk about it. How do you find out? So what does it mean if he went to sleep upset and not happy? It's a dream. It says the dream doesn't mean nothing. A good dream doesn't mean anything. Better doesn't mean anything. Nothing. This is the Gemara says, the dreams means nothing. Dreams mean nothing. This is why I mean nothing. It has to do, first of all, how did you go to sleep? If you went to sleep upset or not happy, but the dreams are meaningless. The second thing says Zahri, it says Zahri Nebachaye, before Zahri, it depends what you ate that day. A certain food, certain combinations of food, manufacture smoke that goes into the brain, and you have fog inside the brain. And that fog would change the dream, or as the Gemara says, every dream might have some not true story, That's because maybe Daniel says of Machaya said you ate something. You ate something. The food being digested, manufactured, creates some smoke that goes into the brain and you have a foggy picture and you have the wrong thing.
What food?
Doesn't say. It's not the only one food. It's a combination. Different combination of food when you eat, they manufacture it.
Doesn't matter what time you eat?
That way.
Any time
during the day. Any time during the day. It's in the system. As long as it's in the system. Rabbi Bachai writes it 700 years ago. And the third thing, as this is the Mr. Avinel loves this subject, is the shade can come inside you and gives you the wrong story.
Shade.
Shade. What do you call it? Demon?
Demon.
They have tremendous power. It's Gemara says it. Gemara says it. A demon can come into a person at night and can show him something, the whole thing is wrong from A to Z. Just like a joke. And that is as though if it was a tariq, he didn't eat anything, nothing, he went to sleep happy, it says a shed. A shed comes inside you. You get up in the morning, you're miserable, it says the whole thing is a joke.
How do you know the difference?
You don't know.
You really don't know.
That's
probably
whether
some of the opinions in the Gemara.
Right. No. All those opinions in the Gemara, that's what you said. All those opinions in the Gemara, it's no contradiction. No. Dreams are very powerful. Mm-hmm. Very powerful. But it depends what you ate. Depends, again, what, how you went to sleep, and it depends if it's not from your shit.
Aren't most of the dreams that happen during the day?
Same thing. They're not the same.
No, she's saying what she's doing during the day.
What do you think about it?
You have no idea when you're upset.
Okay.
What I mean. You think about it.
She's one step.
Are there certain things that make you more prone to have a dream by a shade?
Right. That's what she just said. One more minute. So we'll go back to next parasha. And that's really what the Gemara says also. The next parasha it says that a prophet or a dreamer will come to you and will tell you go to Avodah Zarah and will give you a sign. And I'm going to prove it to you that I'm saying right, and he had this in the dream. And says he saw in the dream something, and he came in the morning and he told you this, I can do that, and he does that thing. And it's true. The Torah says don't do it anyway because Hashem loves you, don't do it as well. And you take the dreamer and you kill the dreamer. And I said in the beginning, well, Hashem is testing us. And what's this guy? What do you want from this guy? Why are you going to kill this guy if Hashem is testing me? And why did Hashem send this guy if Hashem is testing me and then Hashem test me? What did this guy come and test me?
Maybe he's
also
testing him.
No, it's going to say Hashem is him.
Yeah, but if the guy has a dream and he's a Jewish person, he has to know that the Torah says that, so that he shouldn't go that way.
Well, maybe he didn't study. Not everybody's so smart, yeah. So that's what the lady says behind, that's what Chachamim say. That man had this dream because during the day, before he went to sleep, he had those bad thoughts that he wanted to worship Abba Dazar. And Moshe Ramadan Zarah, then you're going to be the one being chosen to go and tell Am Yisrael Ramadan Zarah because Hashem loves Am Yisrael. But he wasn't chosen to go and tell Am Yisrael something. If Hashem loves Am Yisrael, what do you want from this guy? Kill him. So I kill him. He said, you kill him because during the day he had bad thoughts. So you shouldn't even say it. That's my... And then the Gemara says, a person can have dreams at night because he thought about his dreams at night. That's why the Gemara said the shed will go inside him. That's him.
Could it be that because he had these thoughts,
because he had
dreams of something to justify them?
Not to justify. It means that by having bad thoughts, says the Ari, that the Gemara says, Irurei Avera Kashim Me'Avera, by having bad thoughts, it's not just thoughts. Your thoughts might create certain bad angels. And because the Rishonim said, as Darian says, that man during the day had bad thoughts, at night he has bad dreams. And he says, what's the bad dream? Might be a fake one. It's a fake one. You got it because in the day you had bad thoughts. But you got him in the morning and says, I'm miserable, I had a bad thought. I had a bad dream. He says, you had a bad dream because during the day you had a bad thought. Unless maybe it's true. It's true. Maybe it is true. Sometimes it's true. It depends. If you went to sleep, you didn't eat those things, and you went to sleep happy, that's the message. Just do time eat.
But we don't know what things.
We don't know. We don't know. That's what the Gemara says. Some Chachamim said depends on the level of the Chachamim. That's what he said. David says, but after for the dream.
No, I mean, if you fast all day, you know, and
before the dream.
Yeah.
Then you had no bad thoughts.
Yeah.
You had no bad thoughts, you did not eat anything, and you went to sleep happy. That's the David says, that's the Gemara says, ignore the whole thing. Ignore it. You don't know what it is. Ignore it. Or, it's opposite. Maybe you feel 100% sure that you're pure, it's a message from Hashem, you have to do Ta'anit immediately in the morning.
So the halal of
Paro
was on a level of
fasting. Of course, that's what Yosef told him. And that's what Yosef told also Sarah Mashkim and Tarot Dim, it's prophecy. That Yaakov Dim is prophecy, Yosef is prophecy.
So
Nebuchadnezzar is prophecy. No. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara who wants someone to get the message. Abimelech, Nebuchadnezzar. That's all this, that's what he said, the proof that the dream is something. Without any Gemara, it goes back and forth. It isn't. Someone says, it isn't. So now he says, it depends really what also caused you to have the bad dream. So you might see solutions how to make the dream better. Again, it's not really, that's what really what Daniel advised Nebuchadnezzar to give charity. The Gemara says you got about halom. The Gemara says in Birkat Kohanim, when the Kohanim say Birkat Kohanim, you should have this kind of request. And he said all those things is to correct, so-called, if you did something wrong, it's not the dream, you cannot do nothing. If it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Bari, yeah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to do extra things to cancel that message. But if you have doubts, then you have to do all the things.
Maybe it's a good message.
Maybe it's a good message, it's very good. You don't know if it's a good or not, you don't know. The Gemara says when you have good dreams about something, and the Gemara, the Rav Haigaon wrote a book. There's some books about dreams that based on Daniel and Rav Haigaon. That if the person has good dreams, they think it's good, he gets up in the morning, he's very happy, the dream means very bad. He has bad things, it means very good. Just the opposite of what you think. It's a whole book. If you want to buy...
If your bad dream is good, so then why should you have a...
He does not interpret it.
So how do we know? What's the point?
Well, the point is the level of a person to understand things. If I don't understand it, that's why he wrote in the book. I don't know how to say.
We're supposed to have dreams
on a very high level to understand what a dream is all about. And as the Gemara said, the person very rarely understands the whole dream exactly.
Somebody like
yourself. Yourself, yes. As Larry said, Yaakov and Yosef, on a very high level, they understood the dream completely. But the Rabbi Gaon in his book writes, it's a certain very good dream, that it's a very, very bad dream for you. So don't be happy in the morning unless you know. Mm-hmm. Unless you know.
Bye-bye.
There is a book if you want to test your own dream, but you know not to be scared. What is to do? It's a little Jacob Amdi. But it's not fully short Israel. Sidur of Jacob Amdi. He writes a few pages over there. He writes interpretations of dreams. Based on Rabbi Gaon 900 years ago, and Daniel also, certain things they said, Daniel said. Certain things that people made up, he said. But he tries to give us information about dream. And there's another Siddur called Yeshuot Israel also that copied, I think, from that Siddur. But then the Siddur, so you have, what happened, you see animals, you see trees, you see certain things, that you grow, you climb, you fall. Says the animal bites you during the dream. Don't think it's so bad. Sometimes it's very good. Somebody shaves your hair. It's good. Somebody, you go to the dentist. It's bad. It's a whole list. Everything. Yeah. Somebody's trying to kill you. Somebody's running after you. So there is before. There is that you have to understand the dream. Sometimes it's a message, but sometimes it's misbehavior. This is Chacham Hussein. This is Chacham Hussein. Depends. Depends on yourself. If you're very good, so 100%. If you're not 100%, so either it's a joke, it's a shit, or Chas v'Shalom, who knows what it is. But take precautions. The Gemara says, do this, do that. The Gemara says, yes, but if you know, you know it's 100%, just forget about the dreams. Forget about the dreams. Again, the dreams were given to us as a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we are on a high level. That we should try, that Sari said, you should try to, when you go to sleep, you should have this kamana. And that's what Sari said, that people used to go, and before you used to sleep, they used to sleep, they used to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. Who is my Shidduch? Who is my Zivug? What is this? What business I should do? So you used to get the right answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself for this. I don't know what food to eat, what food not to eat. I can't give you the information. But you must go to sleep happy. If you're not happy by going to sleep, the dreams are not necessarily true. Not necessarily true. You have to ignore it. Most of the time, I mean, said you have to ignore dreams that got to you if you went to sleep upset.
Then we're wasting our life.
I'm sorry? Then you waste your life.
Then you waste your life.
That's not it. You waste your life. So at night, before you go to sleep, you say Shema Yisrael B'Chavanah. The reason is to go for the man to go to sleep with the tzitzit. It's on you not to take the tzitzit off. Yeah. The reason is before to say vidui before you go to sleep and to forgive everybody. Then all the Shema Yisrael is not just because it's 1/60th of that. It's to prepare yourself, your body, to be able to connect to the dreams of God. Just one thing, what Ari says, and charity. Ari said in Hebrew the word dream is chalom. Chalom is the same without the vowel, the way it says in the Torah, is the same letter as lechem and melach.
Also chalom.
For the Ashkenazim. Lechem and melach. The numerical value of those words is 78. 78 is 3 times 26. 3 times 26 says Ariz. Ariz says in his book. It's Hashem's name 3 times. He says the concept, Ariz says, of Halom is when you reach a certain level of prophecy, that prophecy gets you to connect yourself while you're sleeping to three times Yud-Kevav-Ke, that's called Chalom. For example, as Ari, that if we may say the good dream, the first good dream that we find in the Torah is by Yaakov Avinu, I said he dreamt. I said he dreamt because he was doing Arvit before. By Gaba Makom, he came to Filat Arvit. The Gemara says Yaakov Avinu was praying, he was talking to Hashem. Before you go to sleep, if you daven somewhere and you pray, you have such a good dream like Yaakov Avinu. He says, why? Because when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means you want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A dream, says Ari, Chalom is a level that you reach, it's called Chokhmah Bin Adad, three times Yud-Kevav-Ke, it says that's what's called Chalom Alba. So the dreams come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gift that you want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the last night you said. This depends how you go to sleep. If you go to sleep with that kavanah, and you have this aim, and you ask a question, in a dream you're going to get the answer. You're going to get the answer, says the reason, prepare yourself. So say Shema Yisrael kavanah, go to sleep, the way they say Shulchan Aruch, and have the happiness inside your heart before you go to sleep. Better not to eat too much before you go to sleep, because otherwise, says the reason, that's what I mean, you can have smoke in your brain and the horror of the scenery, even if you deserve it, will come just fog, and you won't be able to understand what you see. It's strange dreams you had at night, strange dreams, it's because of the food what you ate. It don't make sense, my dream, it doesn't make sense, I don't know what it is, and he says, true, because it's foggy, the dream was foggy. So all these things show us that really what important it is. And of course during the day, that's what the Arim says, that you have to watch yourself. What you think during the day, that it's going to come at night time into a dream, and that thing would cause Chas v'Shalom to the dream to become true, says Arim, because you had bad thoughts during the day. You had something wrong with you during the day. That's what the Gemara says. The guy will interpret the dream for bad things, it's going to happen bad things to me. Why is it going to happen bad things to me? Says Arim, because you deserve it. The guy is a messenger from Hashem. He's going to interpret bad things to you because during the day you had bad things. If you wouldn't have bad things, he wouldn't interpret it. But not that he has the power to change your dream. The dream is a message. It's like a prophecy from Hashem.
What about the Rabbi Robert? One paid and one didn't.
So he was upset at him. So he said, but the interpretation will not do and undo. The interpretation will do that this will happen. But it will happen not because I did it. Means I got the message to give it to you. I was upset at you. I gave it to you. So why this will change the dream into a bad dream? Yeah, because during the day you did something wrong. Because when you've done something wrong during the day, you have no power to change my dream.
Apparently the only thing that he did wrong is he just didn't pay me.
No.
Nice to another person.
No, we don't know what will happen during the day, David. You don't know what happened during the day. See, the Gemara says, for example, the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to appeal to a doctor every day and say good morning to him. But to Abaye, he only came once a week. And Abaye knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeals to that doctor every day. Better to be a doctor than a rabbi. It's a Gemara. And the Gemara told Abaye that you will not be able to reach that level of this doctor. The Gemara says that Abaye could not take this answer. He sent two guys to investigate this doctor. The two guys came, investigated the rabbi, and they see the doctor, I'm sorry, investigated the doctor, and said, yeah, big deal, he doesn't look at ladies. At night, they went to sleep, and the doctor gave them beds and the pillows and covers. In the middle of the night, they got up, they took the covers and the pillows and ran away. In the morning, the doctor got up in the morning and he saw that the guests are not there, and also they took away the sheets and the covers, so he went to the market to buy sheets and pillows, and he sees those two rabbis standing over there in the market selling the stuff. He walks, the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit, page 21. He walks over to them, and says, is this for sale? It is on sale. He says, is this for sale? They said, yes, it's for sale. He said, how much you want? So they say the price. He said, no, it's too expensive. I want to have it cheaper. So the two guys says, sounds like you don't know how to joke. Why you want it cheaper? He said, because that's the original price I paid for that. I said, oh, you recognize that? I said, okay, I recognize it. I said, what is this joke that you buy it? You want? I said, I thought in the morning when I saw the beds are empty and you took everything, I thought, maybe there's somebody in jail that you need money to redeem him, and there's not enough money to that you won't collect it, and you took away to sell it for Pidyon Shvuyim because you need somebody to be released from jail. The Gemara said, Abaye, you cannot reach that level. This doctor gets good morning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every morning. Abaye gets once a week. Rava gets once a year out of Yom Kippur. That's how important it is to be nice to everyone. Can you imagine having a shulach in the house and you see he's walking outside of, you know, with your white plachter, you know? With a silver thing, he goes out of the house, he calls the police.
No,
he's
sitting
with shulachim
in the casino.
I never went to casino, I never saw that. So can you imagine, this guy found those people that stole the phone. Again, we don't know really what Hashem wants, but from this moment we do know what Hashem wants. That's what he said, if somebody interprets bad to you, like Gemara said, it's the interpretation of the brothers, or the not interpretation, the just hatred of the brothers to Yosef, delayed the dream of Yosef 23 years, says the Gemara. It's again, why delay? It's just because the brothers don't get along. It says, no, the brother has no power over you, but they have power on you because you did something wrong. Because Yosef did something wrong, And the brothers of the Zohar had the power to delay the interpretation of the dream for 22 years.
He told his brothers about the brothers.
Because he told his father about the brothers, right? Yosef. Yeah. So it's not such thing somebody can interpret bad, the dream for bad things to you. Not such thing. He can interpret it because during the day he did something, something bad.
What happens if you see a picture?
In a dream?
Yes. It's neither good nor bad. It's like if you saw a picture of your childhood, you're standing with a parent. And it means nothing. What does that?
It means you're fog. You're fog on the brain.
So what happens?
No such thing, nothing.
Right.
No such thing, nothing. That's the Gemara says, Barisa. No such thing, nothing. Dreams were created for you for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 1/60th of a prophecy. You can't ignore it. Unless, again, it's a shed, unless something is smoke, or unless something bad.
So what,
but the idea of going to sleep is to have a dream.
So what happens if you put salt in your bed, keep the shedim away,
right. You put water? Again, you can put it. You can put the shedim away. By putting salt around your bed is not for dreams. This is for certain things that Shadim can do actually to a person.
Okay.
It can harm a person. Shadim can kill a person during the night. The Gemara. If you're the Adam, the Gemara says, if you don't say Shema Israel, you might, Chas V'Shalom, get hurt at night from a shed.
If you do say
Shema Yisrael, so the Gemara says, "Kol cherev pifiyot bi adam." By saying Shema Yisrael b'chavana, kiilu ochez cherev mishtef pifiyot, like you're holding a sword with two hands against the shit. The Gemara says that Shlomo Melech used to have very bad dreams, very bad dreams. In Emi Kadosh Eli Shlomo Shishim Giborim Saviv La Migiborei Israel, Kulam Achuz Zecherev. Ish Charbo Ayotro, Mitachad Balelot, says the Gemara, is not from people. The Shlomo Melech was afraid of the Shedim, they come and kill him at night. It takes the people to study Torah next to him, saying Tehillim the whole night. Say Birkat Kohanim, the Gemara says that 60 letters, Birkat Kohanim, Shishim Giborim Saviv La, the Gemara Birkat Kohanim has 60 letters, is to say the whole night, Yivarech HaShem Yishmerecha the Shlomo HaMelech, until the morning he was afraid.
How can you fall asleep if there are 60 people around you?
You take a sleeping pill.
60 people, one for each of the levels of death.
Yeah.
What happens when the dead people come to your dream?
The Gemara says, it depends on the thing. I know stories, I mean, I don't want to scare you, but I know stories that people came and told me that, I had a dream, my father told me, when are you coming? And the next week he went to see his father.
Mm-hmm.
True, no, I mean, not, it says in the book, if Chas V'Shalom, a dead person comes to you in a dream and gives you a kiss, it's very dangerous.
Kiss?
Yeah, a dead person, it means the person is disconnected to you. It means that you're going to Gan Eden. I know somebody, I don't know if you know, there's a guy in Memphis. I know a lot of people had messages. When are they going to Gan Eden? The guy is in St. Margolin in Memphis. Oh, they're big,
Margolin.
You know?
He died.
I know he died.
I know him very well.
You're in the mortgage business?
Well, my brother used to live in Memphis.
Oh, yeah?
And used to be in Margolin's house.
Yeah. What is the name? Avinel?
Avinel.
Yeah.
The outfield. Avinel.
Oh, yeah? My father was from Memphis, that's why I know. Oh, he, Mr. Semagul, and told, I mean, I went to visit him in the hospital. Very pure, something special. So he told my father-in-law that he had a heart attack. So he said that a few days before the heart attack, his daughter died in his life. And she told him, we're ready for you in Canadian already. So it's time for you to come. So I went to visit him in the hospital, and he told my father-in-law, I got an invitation already, there's nothing to worry. They're holy men, holy men. Businessmen, holy men, holy men. So when it's a message from Hashem that you prepare yourself. You go into the journey. So Adam Lamut, you have to know the truth. And there's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, it's just It's time to go. You can't do nothing. It's time to go.
You mentioned before if somebody tries to kill you or you try to kill somebody in a dream, or if you kill somebody, they kill you. What does that mean?
It means sometimes it's very good. Sometimes it's very good. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily it's bad.
Either way, if you kill someone, it's time to kill you.
What about people dying?
Well, it all depends, again, on the preparation to go to sleep and everything else. Sometimes it's just nonsense. If you see somebody that you know very well, they die, doesn't mean he died. Doesn't mean it means he's going to live long life. A lot of dreams are just opposite.
You need to do a Torah Shalom in the morning, right?
Yeah, you better do a Torah Shalom. It depends. Again, it's like Mr. Arvinia said, it's confusion. It's confused, the subject is confused. But again, it's confused because what we don't know exactly what level we are. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly where we are, because we are Viv Shalom HaSadavar. Yaakov, when he heard Yosef's dream, he said, it's going to come true. Because I knew with Yosef. I know who is Yosef, I know how pure he is, I know who he is. His dream is going to become true. I'm waiting to see.
But now that all the dream came true, Yaakov never bowed down to him.
Well, I don't know if he didn't or he did. It doesn't say that, doesn't say in the Torah. Maybe there's no Zvarim Betelim, I don't know. But the Gemara says, Adam mitzapeh lechalom tov miYosef HaTzadik.
You mentioned
that Lavan was so afraid of the dream of Yaakov, because he knew what Yaakov is, how pure Yaakov is. That dream is true.
You said about not eating before you go to sleep. How long does it say?
It doesn't say. There's no more information, there's no information I'm getting.
Rabbi, since you are a storyteller of the living, the Hollywood science fiction...
That's what he told me last time about Hong Kong, the television in Hong Kong.
Maybe sometimes in the future you can tell us about the position of the Kabbalah regarding astrology.
Not too good in Kabbalah. You have to get the Kabbalist here.
Oh, whatever you may tell us about that. I'm sure you know more than us.
About astrology.
Next week,
Do we really believe in that? There is any faith in Judaism?
I want to tell you something. Do you have to speak about this next week?
Yeah.
So I will tell you next week.
Yeah, sure. How much is one of those books? Because you watch Amazon? Yeah, they don't.